The entrance to the driveway of the Lockwood estate was, as it turned out, somewhat understated. Along the winding country road, the left turn was framed on either side by stout brick columns. At maybe 4 foot high, a stone plaque adorned the right-hand column, with two words carved on it, one above the other: Lockwood Estate. John turned in and drove up the well-maintained tarmac driveway, unable to see any kind of house, until the road meandered through some trees and a rise in the landscape. They approached a wall with an open gateway that led on to a paved courtyard. In the centre, a circular patch of grass held a babbling fountain, with a stag standing proudly atop it. Ahead, the enormous main house rose grandly, its ancient brickwork a mottled black and brown, inset with modern UPVC windows. An oversized garage stood to the left, and beyond, the house's grounds stretched off into the surrounding greenery. It was an impressive sight and spoke of an old, aristocratic family home, passed down through generations. All around the front of the house, cars of all kinds were parked up. Range Rovers, BMWs, Audis, there was even a Tesla charging beside the garage. Many of them sported personalized number plates, most of which were indecipherable to John, but probably meant a lot to the owners.
"Well, I think this takes the cake for the grandest house I've visited in Surrey so far," John remarked.
"It's impressive, that's for sure," Kate agreed as they climbed out.
"Looks like there's a fair few people here."
"Hopefully that includes Lizzie's parents. What were their names again?"
Kate replied and checked her phone.
"Piers and Ingrid Lockwood."
"Okay, let's go and see if they're around," John suggested and walked across the driveway towards the main front porch.
The covered entrance, with its inset door, was quite an imposing sight, but there were lights on inside, and as he approached, he could clearly see movement. John pressed the doorbell, and even that sounded grand and expensive with its loud ding-dong that echoed through the structure. A figure's silhouette approached the frosted patterned glass before the main door was pulled wide to reveal a woman who John guessed was perhaps in her 60s. She looked a little harried and regarded them expectantly.
"Yes?"
"I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am, but I'm Detective Pilgrim, and this is Detective O'Connell. We were wondering if Piers and Ingrid Lockwood were here."
"You're with the police?"
"We are," John confirmed.
The woman blinked as she seemed to process this for a moment.
"Is Harold okay?"
John began. "I'm not sure who that is."
"Oh, thank God. I thought you had some news for us or something. I'm sorry, you see, he's just been taken into hospital with a suspected heart issue. And... well, we're all a little worried about him."
"I see," John replied. "Well, no, this isn't about him. Are Piers and Ingrid here?"
"They are, indeed, of course. Come in, come in. I'm Veronica Lockwood. If you need anything at all, please just ask."
John followed Veronica into the house, directly into a huge entrance hall that stretched from the front of the house to the back, where wood-framed patio doors led outside. The room was a dark wooden panelled affair that spoke of age and wealth, that seemed difficult for the chandelier's lights to fully illuminate. Tables stood around the side with white vases decorated with blue patterns on them, filled with artfully arranged flowers. Several statues adorned alcoves or hung on the walls. John made out a nude Artemis with a bow and a stag's head to one side. Closer to the door, a large green man's head leered at them, its mouth wide as leaves sprouted from its face. Further up, granite gargoyles leaned out from the base of the first floor balcony, sticking their tongues out as if pulling faces at him and Kate. It was an impressive sight, made all the grander by the paintings hung in gilded frames featuring dour-faced people in period clothing.
"What is it, dear?"
A man of similar age to Veronica walked up, followed by a couple of others beside him.
"These are the police,"
Veronica replied to him.
"They want to see Piers and Ingrid." "Oh, I see,"
the man replied.
"Something the matter? I bet it's Lizzie again causing trouble."
"I'd rather not say for the moment," John replied.
"Of course not. I'm Howard, by the way, Veronica's husband. This is our house. Well, we live here with my father."